They were having issues with it. I know that.
He just getting them a check. How much is Tank getting for that?
I don't know.
I bet it's
20
million.
Paul's probably the draw.
He is. He was the draw of the Tyson fight.
So, and then it saw those numbers on Netflix, like Tyson's fight did 75 million and then Canelo and what's his name did like 40. I was like, that's crazy.
A lot of them young folks didn't know who Mike Tyson was.
They knew him from the Weed Show.
And Hangover.
What Weed Show you know?
His podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, they weren't, you know what I mean? Like,
and he has a vape out.
Just don't do this to boxing, man. I'm a boxing fan.
No, it's a circus.
You're making a mockery out of it.
Yeah. It's different when it was like those fun exhibition matches. Right. Those are a different kind of thing. They would have Muhammad Ali. Yeah, you know, they'd have them in there wrestling or fighting somebody. You'd have those kind of exhibition stuff, but then it's like,
that's usually later in your career.
Way later.
Like Mayweather does all the time. He'd go fly to Japan and fight for 3 rounds.
He'll fight another boxer.
$10 million.
Yeah. Tank is like Keon in the peak of his career.
It's insane.
Coming off one of his worst performances.
It's insane.
How's that like Keon? What'd I do?
He's at the
Keon mentioned.
Oh.
I thought you said Keon.
He's at the peak of his career.
Like, who would beat me up?
I said, Keon said he's at the peak of his career.
What did you say fuck me for?
I use that quote
all the time. What did you say me for?
No, just man.
I hope Tank never has to fight again for this. If this is what you're doing, don't ever fight again. Just be done after this. There's got to be enough money to never have to do this again, bro. Like, you got to, and Tank's not even a, come get some kind of guy. You know what I mean? He's not a good talker.
Hey, spending habits will have you do some things.
That's true.
Not like that. Getting the check. I mean, man, who am I to say don't go get your money?
Spending habits will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do see them in the minks.
What's a gig you would say no to? What's a gig?
Comedy-wise?
Yeah, they go like, hey, DC, here's $100,000, okay? It's 30 minutes. What's the scenario? You go like, I can't do this.
But there's quite a few.
Well, they have nude shows.
I know. People go to those.
Asshole naked.
Why naked?
I don't know. So Keon dropped that one in.
Some people will be like, that's my line. I'm not being naked.
Look, see the stars at a Klan meeting? I go do 30 minutes for the Klan for $100,000.
I don't know if I would do a MAGA event.
I'm not doing that.
It would depend on what do I get to say whatever I want to say. Because I'm not going pro, so I'm going to say whatever I want to say. I'll go do it so I can say whatever I want to say.
Of course you're going to be a super slave
if I go out there and be like,
you got to sell MAGA to the world.
Yeah, no, that's a different case. Different case.
Yeah, I wouldn't do
but
that.
But if you go let me go do 30 minutes at a MAGA show,
Oh, I can say whatever I want?
That's what I'm saying. It depends on that. If you go, here's 30
you
minutes, and
dumb
I go,
fuck. 30 minutes of roasting.
Keenan said the worst show he had ever.
Who?
Keenan. Uh-huh. He said he did a mall opening. So people were just walking by and he was trying to catch their attention any way possible. But it was just a mall opening.
That sounds terrible.
Just
that
in the middle of it.
Awful.
Why would that sound terrible?
Any outside shows, I'm talking about not where it's set up where people are watching and they're sitting in chairs. I'm talking about Venice Beach.
Yeah.
You got your speaker.
Yeah, look at this guy.
Yeah.
would you do it on the train? Would you do a funeral?
Michael Collier used to kill the beach, though. Yeah. He used to keep that crowd. He had a big crowd around him all the time.
No, I don't think I would do a funeral.
Someone's like, here's $100,000 for 30 minutes at a funeral. While they're putting them under, you start. And as he goes under, DC Irvin, everybody. Hey, guys.
$200,000.
They got it.
Yeah,
there you go.
I knock out a funeral.
You're on stage with
the pastors be trying to be funny all the time anyway. That's all they be doing is comedy sets.
Oh, yeah.
Man, they be. Yeah, the dude's propped up. He was a comedian, but he never got to.
This is his honor. He wanted to see me perform.
He's propped right next to
I'm
you.
I'm going to give him a set.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's more than fair. What you turned down, Keon?
It's a lot of shit I've
been
turning down
right now. He's looking at food right now.
I am. I ain't gonna lie.
What are you trying to order?
I don't know what y'all want.
some Roscoe's.
I'm looking at chicken and waffles. I'm looking at breakfast burritos.
What in the hell is happening?
We're ordering food, bro.
We are doing a show.
Yeah, we're gonna still do it. We're gonna order food. We're gonna use this money to pay for it.
Yeah, it'll take like an hour.
Use your own money, cheap ass Keon.
No, we gotta put this in. This is what we did it for.
What are we talking about? What are we doing right now?
What do we say we're gonna use
all ordering food right now?
Keon just ordering.
I was gonna order for everybody though. I know we're starving.
I know, because Keon doesn't want to use his own money.
Keon's really hungry.
I'm really hungry. Me and DC have been talking about this for weeks.
But we already were talking about if we use this.
Because
we're
gonna use it for a cookout, we might as well use it to eat. Yeah. Where Chaz be at, man?
What are you talking about?
Where you be at?
Keon's ordering a personal meal. Like, we're gonna use this. Anybody else want
Nobody said a personal meal. Where did you hear? What did you hear?
What are you talking? No one asked, hey Chaz, what do you want to eat?
He said, I'm looking at food.
What are we talking about?
Keon did say,
when we started, I was like, we should
use this. I don't think you were in here.
You might not have been in here.
He said, y'all hungry? Did y'all eat?
Yeah, let's order food. That's literally what happened.
You got upset.
Chaz was like, what's going on right now? No one took my order.
And we don't even know. We're just looking at options.
It's like, this is what's happening. It's like, hey, we're literally doing a show, right? And it's like, huh? Yeah. Then I'm looking at food. It's like, nigga, we are on. It's like this nigga doing a late. Hey, guys, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Keon Show.
What do you think? What are you leaning towards right now?
Well, now I don't know. I might get crucified. I get shot in the dick. I don't know. I was looking very. I'm about to tap right. What this? Usually I slide to DC. Like, what you see this? What this look like? So I don't know. Get some pizza.
Just save some so we can get some fruit one day.
That is crazy.
That's the best time to eat pizza.
Now, if you're not, you only at a sleepover.
Where you gonna find a pizza place at 10?
If you're not asleep, if it's not a sleepover,
the next day
early.
Oh, okay, you're talking about ordering.
Just starting your day with pizza, wild, bro.
You're right.
With no predetermined pizza eating, that's crazy.
You're right. Ordering in the morning, yeah, that's crazy.
That's
I don't even think they open.
Yeah, Fresh Bread is open
at 10.
Oh, for real? They got a breakfast.
We used to have to order for lunch, so we have to call in at 10.
Breakfast pizzas are trash. And they try to put egg and stuff on
pizza.
It
is trash.
I'd be like, what are you
doing? I love breakfast pizzas.
Trying to do too much.
With turkey bacon?
No, it's trash.
Yeah, they be trying to. I don't want syrup on my pizza.
Breakfast tacos.
That's crazy.
I'm just saying. If it's going to be breakfast, you can put a little. Although, one time I had a pancake taco, the shell was pancake.
Yeah, that's legit.
Okay, yeah, it was a
was it a crispy
pancake? That's breakfast. A good time.
It's pretty soft. It was pancake, egg in between.
That's very Carl's Jr. ish.
That's a good time.
They do stuff like that.
Yeah, it was good.
I was like, okay.
Like, it's just folded a pancake and put eggs and bacon on it.
With your pancake taco? They just folded. That's all they did.
Absolutely. Damn right.
But it was at a Mexican restaurant, so that made it more like legit. Like, this is what we do. This is what we do this year.
Tacos de pancakes.
Oh, they all East Coast time.
All these people? Who in there?
I'm tired today.
Me too. I got to stop doing them one-nighters. It's just the worst. I don't sleep, and it's just.
Are you coming off the road one-nighter?
Yeah, it's just.
Where'd you go?
Terrible, Charlotte.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you saw me talking about that shit.
Yeah, I fell asleep too early. I fell asleep around 6 and woke up at 2.
That's the trap.
Oh, I couldn't get back to sleep.
That's that trap.
Yeah. That's the worst.
I ain't slept a full night, and I couldn't tell you how long. I'm always waking up at like 3 in the morning, and then just looking around, looking on my phone. Then when it's time to go to work, I'll be like, man, it's my nap time. So I wanted to go to sleep when it was time to come here.
Right when it was about to go, my alarm went off. I was like, God damn. Let's get this.
Oh my God.
Why does it, when you get older, it gets so much, it's more troubling to sleep?
More on your mind.
You think that's what it is? Because when you're little, you sleep a whole night, day.
You ain't got a care in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always something on your brain. Especially for what we do, is if I don't do this, I don't eat.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't do it, you know what I mean? Like, that's just... There's no, some people know, all right, I got to go to work tomorrow. That's just it. Every day, I go to work.
Yeah.
At this time, I get off at this time. For us, it's like, if I don't do A, B, and C, I'm homeless. And that's just how it goes. So our brains never shut off because we're always like, what's the next thing I got to do? And then you get something and you're like, all right, I got to sustain this or I got to reach the next level.
What's next?
Yeah, there's no time off in your head, like ever.
That's why when people quit out of our business, I'd be like, I get it. I understand.
I 100%
get it. I get it.
I call them weak, but I get it.
Yeah, I get it. Tough run.
Yeah, I don't blame anybody for quitting. This shit is
I don't know how you
terrible.
Could do it and quit, though. How could you? How do you live with yourself?
I don't understand that, but I understand the it's just too much.
There's some people that quit that still hang around like comedy clubs.
I get how it's just like, I can't do this mentally anymore.
Did they quit or did they get forced out?
I don't know.
Did anybody get forced out, though?
Yeah, if you don't get no stage time.
It's too hard to get forced out,
bro. You can get forced
out
of your area, but not out of comedy. Because you can always go to another area and start all over or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, bro, if you really want it, you can hop online.
Yeah, you can't get forced out.
You can build your own right now. So I go, like, you can revamp. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I go, like, it's to quit.
You can get forced out and go to jail. Like, doing some shit like that, you know what I mean? But I don't know.
You could start in jail.
You could, low key.
Selling out shows for milks and shit. And milks and cigarettes.
You can't, if you quit, you just quit. But I understand the quit. I be wanting to quit all the time. I just don't have that in me, but.
If y'all went to jail, could you see yourself still being like a comedian?
I don't know. I'd be mentally. I think I'd have to.
How much time you get? How much material you have?
I ain't trying to roast the wrong nigga, though.
Yeah, man.
Well, I didn't say you roasted.
Or make, you know, even talk about the situations.
Yeah.
You get mad material.
You'll be saying something that's disrespectful to
somebody.
Funny.
All right. Uh-huh. No. I didn't mean it like that.
Nah, you be roasting the warden and some security dude. You
got to be killing. If you're killing, not killing literally, but if you're killing on the stage.
You might have to be killing.
Didn't Ali Sadiq say he used to do stand-up in jail?
I don't know if he did it in
Richard
jail.
Pryor said that. He went in. He made everybody laugh.
Was he already Richard Pryor, though?
Was he?
He had to be.
Because that makes sense.
He wasn't doing no real time. He
was young. Remember the people in Ohio told us about. No, that was when he did stand up in front of the mobsters.
Yeah. That was, but it wasn't in jail. Yeah. And that was in Illinois, wasn't it?
That was Ohio.
Oh.
On the outskirts.
It don't matter where I'm going to be. I'm going to be telling jokes. That is just the default, bro. Whether it's cafeteria at school, cafeteria in prison, no matter where it's at, jokes is getting laid. That's what's happening. It's what we do.
I know. But the DC's point, I get the quitting, man.
I get it, bro.
You had that one crash out. You'd be like, man, fuck this.
Uh-huh. Man, I've done that so many times.
That's what I'm saying. I understand not coming back. I go, fuck this, and then I'm right back at it.
If anything, I go like, you got to pivot, but I'm like, it's already there. What's his name? Who's the dude who did that director? He did 40-Year-Old Virgin, and he's
Apatow.
Apatow was a comedian who burned out and went all writing and directing, and then he came back to stand up 20 years later or something like that. You know what I mean? I don't think it was everything. He didn't want to do it, but he's just like, this isn't working right now.
Oh, hell, Marlon. Marlon started and quit and then came back to it.
Yeah. So I think if it's in you, you just keep going. But
yeah, he took a long break.
Yeah, he took a long break.
Tony, Chaz quit.
I took a hiatus. Very different.
Oh, Tony.
Not only did I take my hiatus, I came back and did exactly what I said I was going to do.
Tony's in there.
By the way, a hiatus.
Chaz did come in hot. I never quit.
Yeah, I took a hiatus.
You're probably supposed to be quiet on this combo.
I think Tony's right. I think he said here when they were trying to get you to go back to stand-up.
What? I said I'd never go back.
He didn't come in hot.
No, you just like,
yeah, I quit. Quitters.
I never said I quit stand-up. I've never once said that. Hiatus. I've taken a hiatus.
Maybe these people who currently quit are on hiatus.
They could be. But I go like, say you're in a hiatus.
How long is a hiatus? Is there a timeline on hiatus?
It depends. I knew I was like, go back home to Michigan, or I got to survive in LA. I had to go take two jobs because I was like, I ain't got no money. I'm about to lose it if I don't stay here. And then I got the job.
But that's
with
not when you took your hiatus, though.
That was the first one. And then I got the job with Bent. And then I said, all right, I'm going to focus on this for 4 years. And I did that. And I did exactly what I said I was going to do. I came back. Hiatus.
Did writing on the show make your writing material better?
Not only that, I had the kid and the family all came together. So I was like, now I feel like everything I perform, it is, you see the show. You see the sitcom. And that's exactly how I wrote it. That's why I feel like it's been going so great. That's like it's going so great.
Somebody in the comments just said, DC said some people quit and still hang around comedy clubs. Chaz just looked at him.
Nah, he wasn't
hanging out, though.
Chaz wasn't hanging out.
Chaz was gone.
Yeah, Chaz was out.
Chaz was left.
Yeah.
He was out of here.
Nah, I was working.
Yeah, Chaz was on that writing gig, on them writing gigs.
Chaz didn't quit the industry though. Some niggas be quitting.
He pivoted. He did pivoted. A Judd
like some when I say quit, I mean I get out. People be like, I'm done with this business.
I don't tell jokes anymore.
I don't tell jokes. I don't write. I don't do anything because it's the worst.
Do you ever suggest people take writing classes so that when they structure their stand up, because now yours has a structure like a show.
Yeah, I didn't think about it until you said it now, but I can. I mean, it comes second nature to me. It's how I think now, you know, so it makes sense. But, put it together. You know?
Hiatus is soft quitting.
How is hiatus a soft quit? Hiatus is a real thing.
I mean, we started this by saying we get it.
I understand.
Yeah, we understand.
This business is not for the faint of heart on any level in the entertainment business. Just the worst, whether it's the writing, the acting, the stand-up, it's all a tough business.
I know writers who've quit. They came out to purely write and went back.
Oh, yeah. Seen that.
Seen that.
I have to talk myself off the ledge every weekend.
Yeah, it's like, man.
Every single weekend.
Because like you said, we're not waking up every morning to... I got my job 9 to 5.
Well, yeah, and stand up isn't really a retire at a certain age job.
You just go, George Burns, baby. You can go to John 101. Rivers. Yeah, Witherspoon went a hall.
Kazi,
what's his name was in Vegas for the longest? Who's the old white dude?
George Wallace.
Yeah, George Wallace.
Who you talking about? Who you talking about though?
The king of roasting, the old white dude.
Joe Roth? You're talking about Sutton Roth?
John.
No. I don't know who you're talking about.
Don Rickles?
Don Rickles.
Yeah. Rickles. Yeah. Rickles was 90-something still on stages. Yeah. Still touring.
This shit is, it's not for the, as David Arnold, it ain't for the weak. But yeah. But I'm still sticking with DC. I get it, though. Like,
I understand, bro.
I get why you... Get out, especially if you like, because this business isn't merit based, and that's the worst part about it. Everything else you do in life, for the most part, if you're good, you'll be rewarded for that based on how good you are and stuff like that. With this, you can be ass and then you could be good as hell and don't nobody give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, so you're mad and you're frustrated, like, man, I'm really good at this. Why don't y'all give a fuck? Meanwhile, this person. Who's got this goofy niche online, and y'all will sell that sell out. Like, it's just frustrating.
He's doing numbers.
Yeah, it's hella frustrating. So it's just like, I get when people be like, they just ain't fucking with me. I'm done. Y'all don't respect me.
Do you think the day of putting effort into the craft is gone?
No. People still care.
No, there's a lot of really great comedians. I don't know if they're quite young, but just like... I like what Shane McGillis does. Who's the other white dude with the Hitler mustache? It's
Mick not quite Gillis, you mean Gillis?
Yeah. Shane Gillis?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shane Gillis is funny.
He put the McDonald's on it. Shane McGillis.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's funny. And then I forgot the other white dude's name. He does that show with Charlamagne.
Schwartz.
Yeah.
But those dudes are comedians.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but
I mean, they you know what I mean?
Think if you're talking about anybody who's starting new?
I'm talking about a lot of cats that I see that, you know, you just kind of, where they just blow up online and then they start selling tickets. It's not a shot against them. Do you think that, I don't know, do they go back to the craft and be like, I got to perfect
I think some
craft.
Of them want to be good. Oh. I think I've seen some of them grow. I've seen some of them try.
It's too late. Who's one of those guys who came out to be good?
Because if I already got it and I got my money and I'm selling tickets and I'm getting and people are coming to see whatever I put out, I don't think I'm gonna go.
Some of them are delusional. I think some like really want to be good, but they're not gonna know how to do that because people around them ain't gonna really tell them like this is ass. You know what I'm saying?
Not even that. It's too late. It's like, hey man, you're 7 foot tall. Come play in the NBA. And he's like, I never played basketball before. And it's like, you'll figure it out. Or just stand here and put your hands up. And it's like, yeah, you're not going to make it like that. Like, you got to put in the work. Like, you got to work. Like, can you get a gig being a 7 foot tall dude? You'll probably get a workout, right?
No, he's saying, do they want to be good? Are they going to put in the work to be good?
No, it's too late. They can't.
Why can't they go back?
Because you're going to go do these sellouts now, right? You're selling, unless they go to the trenches.
You're selling out.
Unless they did what Marlon did. and they go to the trenches, they're not going to be good.
That's what I'm saying. So can they?
Can they? He's saying it's impossible.
They got to go to the trenches.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they're not going to do that, then nah.
There's people who care. There's still people that hit open mics and stuff like that.
That are that big? Who?
I mean, I know. Let me think.
Consistently doing it like that? Who? I would love to hear.
Let me think.
Because I can't tell you somebody who I go like, I see them at the mics every night.
You know what? I'll say I've seen growth with people.
I wasn't there, but I heard when with DC Young Fly, he got the fame first, but then he went back to the grind and started grinding and got his chops
up. He was a singer.
Yeah, so I heard him. I heard. I think I saw a little bit of him going back to the trenches.
I like DC Young Fly.
Yeah.
I like they structured their show loose based. It's not like I wouldn't consider it a stand up show, but I think it's a good show.
Oh, 85 Style?
Yeah,
when they do
the road.
Yeah.
It's definitely not stand up. But you know, Carlos is a beast though.
Carlos was always a comedian. It was Chico.
I think so.
Because Chico has it, so
yeah. I think he was a stand up.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But that's what's funny. You can always tell who was a stand up. You can always tell. No matter how they get on, when you see them on stage, you're like, no, they did this.
They
first.
Do this.
Yeah.
You can
always tell. You can tell who blew up from who never did it and just was on, you know, on stage. And then you could tell, like, oh, no, you're a stand-up.
Because the smart ones, when they blow, they'd be like, oh, I'm going to get that stand-up money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get that check.
And the levels are different.
Yeah.
You can tell right away who's got the...
I'm grabbing that check.
You can see it. It's very... There's been times where you see somebody... Even like, all right, for example, like, you know, a first impression of something. There's certain people I see, I'm like, no, how long you been doing it? Like, you
can tell.
You do this. And they're like, oh, yeah, I just did. I didn't want to, you know. It's very easy to
and
tell.
And it's the flip side, too. You could tell. I can watch a comedian be like, oh, he's brand new. Or she's brand new.
Or they don't get up. Or they're inconsistent.
Yeah.
Because you got people like, I've been doing this 10 years. Mm-hmm. But how often do you get up? How often do you?
It's always a little hiatus.
Yeah.
Took 3 years off.
Yeah, and then I got a job, and then it's like, nah, man.
Yeah.
You can always tell who ain't been.
I had
the
Jordan hiatus.
4 years?
No, to play baseball?
Just came back and been dope immediately.
Yeah, he picked up a ship his first year back. No, one, he lost to Orlando.
Yeah.
And then won a ship.
Yeah.
Doesn't that's a huge argument. I don't know if it gets talked about enough for that whole GOAT combo, right?
Him taking the time off
and come back and winning three-peat.
Yeah,
because some I would argue, like when you look at Michael Vick, sometimes you get your body to rest and everything. You come back. Eagles Vick was arguably the best Vick as far as accuracy, throwing. Like
he was on a better team.
He was good.
Yeah, the Andy Reid team was already built. They already went to a conference championship.
He was good. I felt like Atlanta Vick was just getting by on pure talent. Just pure talent. But Eagles Vic seemed like a better quarterback.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't.
Eagles
I don't,
Vic been through something.
Yeah, he seemed like a better quarterback, bro.
I don't think he was better. I think that team was already
Atlanta
built
Vic
to
was
win.
Just a goddamn, like, what is this?
You got to remember, when Vic was number one pick, so Atlanta was ass.
Yeah.
So I go like, you're on a bad team. That's how great he was. But when he went to the Eagles, it's like, that's like when Randy Moss went to the Patriots. It's like, yeah, you're going to throw up 50 touchdowns. when he got Randy Moss finally, it was like, yeah, no, when you finally get that talent around you.
Has Vic been fully forgiven for his offense?
By who?
It don't seem by like who? It. Yeah, I'm the world. I mean,
no, it's not the world.
Because people that count.
Because, well, who's that? Because we never.
The black
so
world.
So are you talking about white people?
The because white world.
There were very few black people who were mad at Vic.
Yeah.
Very few.
And I was sad like 2 days. Like, man, what you doing, man? I love my dog.
Like, everybody was like, what you doing?
Yeah, man? I love my dog. I had a pit too. I was like, man, I ain't do that.
You
to
sacrificing
no
a lot. Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah.
And why did what yo, you supposed
no,
to take
No, I was
take
sad
the fall.
On the animal tip. I was like, wait, oh, I didn't hurt these dogs.
He did. He took the fall for
Talking about his cousin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You gotta take 100% or it wasn't even his cousin, it was his friend, right? There was two of them, two other ones, something like that.
I mean, he got in trouble because somebody else was doing it, basically.
Nah, man, you got his house. You gotta take 100% of that. You got to take 100% of that.
I thought he did. No. I don't remember talking about nobody else. They went to jail.
Was supposed to take the rap, he's saying.
Were you saying like,
are you saying that friend was supposed to take the fall for Vic?
He wasn't like actually the person doing the fighting with the dog.
Was it at his house?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, you have, I'm sure. Not saying you don't have responsibility.
And once it's at your house, you're doing it.
I'm just saying the optics of it made it look like Vic.
If you just
dog,
come out, you just look outside and you see cats out there.
I need to know if his homie was like, yo, Vic had nothing to do with this. I acted on my own. He's a saint. I did this 100% my it was me. I did it all. I orchestrated everything. Here's the receipts. There's literally blood on my hands right now. Yeah. You got to do all that, bro.
It still won't matter. On your land, on your property.
He did 2 years?
He had kennels.
Vic shouldn't have done 2 years, bro.
He wasn't at that house. He was off playing football.
Bro.
He shouldn't have done 2 years for that. Not, I mean, for that, yes, but not for with his boys part, in the house.
My inner animal lover.
Yeah, his
boy.
How we all get the same amount of years? What are we talking about?
His boys didn't do their job.
Oh, you're supposed to take that whole thing.
He's the money.
I don't think they could have if they wanted to.
He's the money.
You got to be sitting there eating baby puppies when they come looking for you. You got to say, I'm a demonic.
If it was at someone else's house, and he was just there.
It don't matter. The boys are supposed to do everything they can to eat that. Yeah, he was going to get in trouble because it's on his shit.
Yeah, anything that happens on your property, you're
supposed
you're
to do as
doing
much
it.
As they can to be like, no. It was us. It was.
And Vic is supposed to go, I'm appalled. This is egregious.
He had to be like, I was never home. He had to prove he was never home.
No, he's got, I'm just
say he's renting it out to them. He could have. He's the owner of the house, but he was renting it out to his boys.
He's supposed to go spit on his boys. Pooh, you guys are disgusting. Yep. You guys are vile creatures.
They didn't protect the money.
No, man, you're supposed to. And now they're not even home.
But he even said that, like, you know, he learned a lot about that, who he was around. Like, oh. All right.
A lot of times you the signs, but you knew them niggas wasn't shit.
Of course.
When you come from certain neighborhoods.
But you grew up with them.
Well, I would say it's a totally different thing.
They were at home.
Well, you mean fighting dogs or just.
Partially.
Yeah, that was a normal.
That's a big culture.
I remember growing up, every now and then, that was a whole thing. If you had a pit, is your pit tough? Yeah. Can't fight, this and that. Yeah. But a dog ring is something different.
Dog, there's
that
two
means you have the money to run it, though. That's all that is.
There's two things I didn't know until I was an adult. I never knew Rottweilers and pit bulls had tails.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I never knew they had tails.
You never seen a pit bull tail?
No.
No, not until you get older. Because everybody you see, they cut them. You didn't know.
Yeah, we clip. Did we clip
the ears? I didn't know they clipped the tail.
Yeah, we clip the tails.
And I've never seen the ears. I've never seen a pit bull with ears like that.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I saw rots with the ears.
Until I saw my brother's pit, I never knew that pit had ears.
And the look it gives them when you clip their ears is dope as hell. It's called like a crown cut.
Yeah, but it's fucked up.
It is. Because it's pointless in doing it.
Yeah. So when I first saw the pit fully, like it's supposed to be, I was like, oh, what's he mixed with? And I looked dumb. Yeah. Right. I was like, oh, what's he mixed with?
Like, so like when that's your culture, the fact that people don't even know the difference.
And no idea.
Dobermans like, too.
Yep, Dobermans.
Yeah,
yep.
They're not supposed to look like that.
Yep, same. I've never seen a tail.
My brother used to get into fights with people trying to fight his dog.
I get it.
He got into several fights. Because, you know, his dog was dope, too. Like, he had that, when he had the brindle, he stayed at my house. Mm-hmm. So he had, like, the tiger stripe type thing. So Crix was dope. And people would be like, what's up with your dog? And my brother would be like, I don't do that with my dog. And then the nigga would be like, all right. And they tie the dogs up and be like, we're going to get after it. Mm-hmm. So my brother got in several fights over behind his dog. So he's like, y'all not doing that, bro. I have a good dog.
People are wild.
Well, Vic is working again, so that's good.
Yeah, he's working. Yeah. He was on TV. You know, he had that TV job for years. He's a head coach. He's fine. But as far as forgiveness, you know, white people, first of all, when it comes to us, they still mad at Chris Brown. They still mad at Vic. That, like, when it comes to us, there's no... Oh, it's
almost
okay.
Said, what did Chris Brown do?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, nigga, we be like, all right, bro.
Women sure forgave him.
Immediately.
They forgave him before we did.
They were mad at Rihanna.
Yeah.
How could you put your face in the way of Chris's hands?
Especially when Rihanna admitted, like, yeah, I hit him too. And people was kind of like, all right.
Was she the aggressor?
Yeah. But she didn't forget the nigga.
DC
like,
just found this out 20 years ago.
She was like, we good.
There's a bunch of different stories.
That's what I'm saying.
It was like allegedly he was like cheating or something. She saw it in the phone. She started like, you know, going up at the nigga. And then he started like hitting her. But the thing is like I don't think people saw the picture until like later on. When I saw that shit, I was like, hell no. Nah,
it was while he was driving.
Yeah, said. Like you did this while he was driving.
Honestly, I've seen worse beaten pictures.
Hold on. But to do that while driving is a skill set.
To not crash.
You gotta
to reach across.
They were quick shots.
That's good. You got to have your peripherals going at the same time.
Yeah, that's dangerous as hell.
Yeah.
But they were young, you know what I mean, everything. But no, everybody else.
ASAP looked like the husband of the year. She'd be walking around looking.
They're not even married.
Huh?
They're not even married.
They're not?
No.
I thought they got married or something.
I don't think Chris needed white people. $1 billion. I don't think he needed white people's forgiveness.
He did for bigger jobs. Like, he still can't do the Super Bowl. He still can't. Like, he was going to be the next guy. You know what I mean? Like, bro, he was America's. He was going to be the new Whitney. You know what I mean? How white people love Whitney Houston. They loved him. He was going to be the next person, and that fucked it all up. So he's always been black famous.
But then he got to be his bad boy. He wanted to be. Yeah. I feel like that was more of who he was, anyways. He wanted to be there, you know. So I feel like he's gets to be.
He's still selling out arenas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he's fine. Like.
Yeah, he's fine.
He could do a residency. That's always say in
like,
Vegas.
When I be seeing him getting mad at like people don't be fucking with me. Such so, I was like, bro, are you dead ass? Like you are still as famous as you are.
People pay $1,000 to see you, bro.
You have something called.
You want to switch places, Chris? Yeah. They won't pay $25 to see me, nigga. That's on, you want to switch places, bro?
That's on top of the ticket.
That's on top of the ticket.
That was great.
I don't feel bad for you, man. You winning.
Yo, went to go see Chris Brown. I said, this is crazy.
She went to Breezy Bowl.
I said, this is nuts. This is all the shit I do for you.
How she said it was.
I didn't even ask.
I heard it's a hell of a show.
Hey, you got to understand.
I heard it's too long. And it's like a little too much.
Any concert she goes to instantly upsets me.
I'm instantly. Why are you having fun?
I just go like, why? Nigga, you know how much money this shit is?
That's, you're funding it.
That's all I ever think about. I go like, there's so much other shit.
You get merch too?
Watch this shit on TV, nigga. Yeah, like everybody else. There's so much shit to do.
Is a Chris Brown ticket? I know it depends on the seats, but what's the cheapest?
It ranges.
Can you get a $50?
Nah.
Hell no. You can? Yeah,
it's like random. My girl got one.
Oh, for nifty, for 50? For low?
Like 59, I think.
Oh.
And they got a decent seat. But that was like at the, like they were right at the thing. And the only reason they got that is because there was something going on with the ticket they bought before.
Oh, okay.
But it's like random. It's like doing, you know, like the wheel call, whatever. You know, buy a ticket at the venue when it's time or something like that.
Oh, and you can come up. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he's not selling out that full arena.
On Ticketmaster, it's like, yeah.
So no, says, nobody sells out the full arena.
That's what I'm saying.
It's because they have the way they set it up, but it's packed.
She, the Star 100, said she paid $400.
It depends on where you at. I got floor seats for like $275 or something. Like, 3 years ago?
For Chris Brown?
Me and my girl went.
Amir had to clear it up. I didn't go. You didn't go by. He said, I'll make sure. I didn't go by myself. Me and my lady. You hear him clear it up. And me and my lady.
I don't be listening.
That's great. This nigga's in the front.
You know what's wild? It's like, you know, as much as we talk about stuff like that, like Chris Brown, Beyonce, how much people pay, they've earned that.
Yeah, for sure.
They definitely earn
it. Sure, yeah.
I think people misconstrue, like, when we're frustrated. It's like, no, it's not. We're not saying don't do that.
Yeah.
Just don't say you don't have money. Like, we don't like our intelligence being insulted. That's where we get pissed. When people are like, times is hard, but you had $500 for that. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you what to do with your
money. You made a choice.
Don't give me the bullshit. Don't give me the bullshit.
Hey, I ain't got shit. Because you know who has our money? Chris Brown has our fucking money.
We don't
want to come to my show free.
Yeah, we just hate being insulted. Yeah. And it just, y'all act like we stupid. Yeah. We're all grown adults. We know grown adults do what they want with their money. They're going to find a way to do it. Just say, you nigga, you're not important to me.
Right.
Like, I'll take that. Just say, you're not important to me, mm-hmm. bro. You're not big enough for me. Or, you know, something else. Or I'd rather get over on you. Whatever. Like you said, niggas ask you for free shit, but then go pay.
You don't pay.
Don't insult me. I think that's where they don't understand. That's where our frustration comes from. It's not that you don't come or you're not paying. It's the insulting. You're just like, nigga.
Because I don't want you to come if I feel like I forced you to come. I don't want you there. If I feel like I forced you to, I'd rather sit with five people in the audience that wants to be there.
Yeah, you know,
you've been with me, Chaz. You've seen my shows.
Yeah.
It's me, Chaz, and six niggas.
Them six niggas had a great time.
That's the worst part about it is like when we complain, it is not to overshadow
here somewhere.
The people who really do come. Because the people who be there, they be there.
They be like there.
That 50, 60 that's there to see you on purpose, nigga, they be all in.
Them eight people bought merch.
Man, they be there. And it's like, sometimes that's why I said my last video was the last time I was gonna complain about the
sales,
the negative stuff, because I'm like, I'm negating the people who do come, are fantastic. Right. Like, they are fantastic.
They come for you.
They show love. They're happy. Like, they are fantastic, and they deserve to be, you know, shout out.
It's also different too. Since I've been hosting with Dion at his birthday show, the amount of people that come every month.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just be like, this is, it's insane, because people, they value the show.
Right.
And they're like, no, man, whenever y'all doing it, we there.
Yeah.
Dude, we were in San Diego when I went to Shantae, and this dude had one of my shirts. And he was like, yo, I go everywhere you go. And I was like, he was like, I was there when you came with Keon the first time. I was came when you came back. Bro. He was like, I was there when you came with DC. I said, nigga.
Oh, bro?
Yeah. And then when I went with Shantae, he was like, yo, me and my girl. He was like, every time. And I came with him and me and Lack went, and he was like, yo, every time you guys pop up, we there.
That
I was
shit, like, yo. You know.
I go like, that means so that, much,
and those
bro.
Are the people you'd be like, I'll give you free tickets.
I said, hit me.
You
have. Yeah, take
you
my
can
number,
call
bro.
Me for free tickets.
Right.
Take my number,
I've
bro.
Gotten people who have crossed state lines for me.
Yeah, I got you.
I got people. I'm going to SAC on the 17th and 18th. And I'm seeing people, and I'm doing Vegas, and I'm seeing people who got tickets who just saw me in Phoenix.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not even in your state.
Oh, they're coming to SAC.
And they was like, yeah, well, I'm going to be out there. I'm coming to Vegas. Yeah. And I'm like, I see shit like that. And you got people who live down the street and be like, ah.
Yeah.
And it's like, but instead of, you know, giving them attention, I want to give. I've got, there's this one lady, shout out to Angie, man. She didn't see me 6-7 times in different cities. Mm. Buy merch. Got all my merch, everything like that. She's the type of person, I'm like, just hit me. I'll leave you tickets.
Yeah.
And people like that be like, no, I still want to buy tickets. You be so like, no, really, I got you. Really I got supportive. You. Like, I'll leave you 2 free tickets. You...
Andy trying to get hit. And when she crossed my line.
My favorite are the people who say they're supporting, but they want to be on the guest list. I'm like, this is not support at this point.
Not support at all.
You're just
coming. You just want to be around.
I want to support y'all. No, you just want to be around.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, what did I miss?
What'd you miss? What are they talking about?
Still beating the CDC. What cities they're in?
Who is that? I need my glasses. I lost my glasses. No, I didn't lose them. Someone stole them.
Oh, thank you. They said the special was fire. Appreciate it.
Are you in DC? I can't see that. Come back. Oh, to Boston. We were in Boston. That was
y'all
me
did
and Keon?
A theater again?
Yeah. Or is that me and Chaz?
I only went.
You and Marlon were in Boston.
I wasn't in Boston.
But they said still waiting on you in DC to come to Boston. Oh, come back to Boston. It's been 2 years. Who was in Boston?
I went to Boston with Kev, and I went to Boston with Preacher.
I went to Boston with Tony, and I went to Boston with Brody. With
I've Marlon. Never been. And both times I did the Wilbur.
That's what you did too, right?
Yeah, we did the Wilbur in Boston.
I have a whole East Coast I haven't really hit.
2026, I'm hitting a lot of places. And then there's also another place, some places I'm never hitting again. So
on the shit list?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got 3 cities on the shit list.
What's crazy, now is it the people or is it the city?
I don't know. I don't know. Because you'll hear other people be like, oh, I love that city. And then you'd be like, nah, fuck this.
Some cities are just...
And then some you got universal. Some universally everybody's like, ugh. Like there's a couple cities that
name
I...
Name them.
Some, well, that's fine. I haven't even been yet. But I know Kansas City is on a lot of people's shit list. Uh-huh. I haven't even been by myself. So I can't speak on that.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people, Kansas City's on the shit list.
I've seen Kansas City be rough a couple times.
Yeah. Tulsa's on a lot of people's shit list. And Nashville is on a lot of people's shit list.
Tulsa seems like a small market, though. I can't really get mad at that. It seems like a small market.
Tulsa was fun.
Yeah, Tulsa, we had fun in Tulsa.
Marlon is gone.
Yeah,
Marlon don't count,
bro. Is different. No.
We talking about people who have to try.
Yeah, like, you're right.
Marlon gone.
They come with a different energy.
Yeah, y'all got to.
Sold out.
You can be anywhere.
But fucking Nantucket,
yeah,
whatever.
It's still
going to
be sold out.
We get the best out of Nantucket.
We talking about those of us who have to be like, please. Please come.
We're in Bakersfield. We found the best food in Bakersfield. It was crazy. I was like, this is in Bakersfield?
That's crazy. You remember the place?
No, I don't remember the name, but it was some bomb-ass Mexican food.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a good
hella good.
You in Mexico. That's Bakersfield. Nah, so yeah, I know a lot of people are those places on people's shit list. My personal shit list is different, but they know who they are. I don't need to say it. They know who they are. In 2026, they're going to see all these cities. Be like, where is so-and-so? You know I ain't coming there. Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. You can't get fooled again. So
yeah,
I got 3.
Even Palmdale was good.
Palmdale was? Those little spots, yeah. But like you said, with Marlon, we find
Marlon.
Out.
You going to, like, when you go... You don't develop.
We're getting the best of the city.
Yeah, like because I thought one city was fantastic, but I was opening for somebody else.
Yeah.
Then I went 2 times by myself and said, "Nah, I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm good. I'm good." But then there's other cities that I'm like every year I'm there.
Yeah.
Every year, the Detroit, Chicago, Phoenix, you know, places. It's certain places I'm like every single year. You goddamn right, I'm going because of the love they show me. Mm. So I'm going. So 2026 will be a lot of testing new places for me.
Yeah.
and then I'll find out.
But no complaints. So you're not throwing you're not throwing any more videos under the butt. No cities
it's
under
just,
the bus.
I'm gonna test it, and then whoever fuck with me, fuck with me, and if whoever it works, don't, it don't. Works. And then that'll be it. And it should be a silent. How come you ain't coming here? You know why?
Now I'm hungry, Chaz. You stopped our meal.
Yeah, I was about to order, but it'd have been here our by meal. Now.
You're gonna get a whole break for the second one, niggas. Fucking at work. Jesus Christ. Niggas never worked hungry before. Waiting for the clock to hit.
We were just gonna take a little hiatus and eat, bro. We wasn't done. We're just gonna take a hiatus.
You take it would have
been a quick order.
You don't take the hiatus during the show.
Text me your
I
order.
I was never on stage. Like, hey, you know what? Sorry, guys. Hiatus time.
The food would have been here, man.
All right, I got a question.
Oh.
Questions.
D.C. Y'all was in tune today. I like what y'all got. Y'all
for you back. To come back.
We get together on the weekends.
This is going to be a doozy, I think. If you found out one of your kids owed a crime boss $10,000, would you give them the money if you got it, of course, or would you take this opportunity to teach them a lesson about being involved with criminal activity?
This is a kid at her age now.
Well, she's old enough to deal with a crime boss, so okay. we'll put Izzy at 19.
Oh,
I'm paying it, but nigga, it's gonna be a lot of lessons, like a lot of some of the lessons might be physical. It might be, you know, I'm gonna pay it, but nigga, you gotta.
Can I talk?
I'm gonna make
him
sweat a little bit.
You gonna make him sweat?
They said I got till tomorrow, nigga. What time? He said, I got till 4. And I'm paying it at 3:59 p.m. As a matter of fact, I want them to show up and be like, nah, I got it. Here you go. I want them to hang them off the building.
Hang them off the balcony.
You think we fucking playing? I can't. Here you go, right here, bro. Let them up. Let them.
So the lesson is going to be fun.
Oh, you got to feel it, bro.
The lesson's got to be.
You got to feel it.
Yeah, because if not, that could be death.
Yeah, you got to feel it. But I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, at the last second. Nigga time.
Are they calling me like, hey, we got your kid? I'm
no,
like,
this is all via your kid. Is their dad, Izzy? I owe $10,000.
Is she kidnapped or she's just at home talking?
She's at home.
Me.
Oh, $10,000. I've been running this drug ring with these guys for the last 4 years.
Why would you do that?
I skimmed off the top.
Oh, yeah, you idiot.
And then you used to do this as a kid. I told you get one popsicle, you go get two. And how much trouble did you get into? You learn nothing?
Okay. So I'd be like,
they're coming, Dad.
I would try to talk to the drug dealer myself.
Yeah,
I would be like,
open
hey,
the fucking door.
I was like, can I talk to you? I'm like, listen, you can have the money. Can you put some blanks in your bullet? And then shoot her.
You were still in real fear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, Izzy. First, I'd have him shoot me. Yeah. You made your dad die. And then I fake die, and then I'd have him go to her.
Because that's the only way a real lesson can be taught. Fear has to be instilled.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there'd definitely be an ass whooping involved.
Yeah,
definitely. It has to. First of all, you got a crime boss knowing where I live.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah,
which is the worst.
And you gave him my number. What the hell's going on?
You on the radar forever?
Yeah, like come on, bro. 10 racks? You got dude showing up at night?
Wait, hold on. Is the ass whooping coming before or after you pay the money?
That's happening as soon as he tell me.
Okay, ass whooping.
Ass whooping.
And then I'm gonna break
you
off.
Put my life in danger, bro.
So you're gonna send him limping with a bag $10,000.
I'm not sending that kid nowhere, you fucking skimmer.
Yeah.
It'd be $2,000 short.
Yeah. You don't learn shit.
That means I didn't learn my lesson.
Right.
I'm gonna give you $10,000.
Nah.
And I'm gonna be like, where'd you get the $10,000 from anyway? Where'd that $10,000 go?
No, that's how much they skimmed.
Oh,
so skimmed. Overtime, that's what they owe. The overtime they skimmed 10.
And 10,000 saves them. So we all paying the money.
And you don't even know if this drug dealer gonna be cool, bro. He might get his money back and still might want to kill you. This is an example.
Or he might have interest too. Like, yeah, this is the 10,000 is the first.
Or he might need a favor later on.
Yeah.
A favor later on.
I'm still gonna take that 10 grand.
Yeah.
And I need a favor when I call upon. Hopefully it's just seats to go to a show.
At that point.
Put me on a guest list.
My niece is in time.
And at that point, we gotta get the law involved.
You calling the cops?
They know where you live. You gonna go get the cops?
If I already paid him, I'm gonna be in his pocket for the rest of my life.
Yeah, DC, that's what happens when people scam a drug dealer.
So what are we gonna do?
You don't need the police try to get this guy already?
Put us in witness protection.
Your daughter now gotta start putting money away.
Because
they're coming again.
I don't wanna be in his pocket forever.
You're gonna have to kill him, bro. That's the only way out.
Now I'm in the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you're in the game.
Now you're in the game.
You know what I mean? Like I don't want to go that far.
You're gonna go to the police about it. They're like, we know, we can't get this.
We gotta
guy.
Have a deal when I talk, hey bro, once I give you this 10, is she good?
You don't make the rules.
Know the guy's real name. Yeah. What dope dealers really go by that real name?
Diablo ain't gonna tell you the truth.
Well, this is an Italian crime mob, so his name's gonna be Tony.
Okay, Tony.
Tony, man, just listen to me, man. They're all named Tony. Tony, just listen to me.
I would rather owe the mob than a random drug, because the mobs had codes. They got structure. So I feel like with the mob, if I give you this 10, we're good.
You're not good.
I feel like with a random nigga,
you're still going to owe
the mob. The mob be teaching lessons, though.
They do.
They want to kill you.
They do.
They're still going to be like, we're
saying it's about the money. It's about the business. It's about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's about the principle.
When it comes time for them to need you, you're going to have to pay up whatever they need.
That's the problem.
That's why
I'm involved in the law.
You're not, it's not going to make a difference.
You have to. What are we going to do?
You know that police officer you're going to?
He might just want tickets. You don't know what that favor is.
Okay.
That police officer is getting paid by this crime boss. So now you can call
the cops. No, not yet. I got my hand by the nine.
He ain't said yet. You just wait. And then one day he called me, you need that favor.
And I'm like, I'm going
to
listen.
I need you to perform at this funeral.
Yeah, you got to perform at the funeral.
I got that. I performed at the funeral. To save my daughter?
Bro, you're going to... Because
you call the cops early, be like, oh, that's so sad. We just wanted to come to the show.
The cop is going to be like, oh, yeah, I work for Tony.
Yeah. Now they tell.
You're a snitch also. Okay. A skimmer and a snitch. Father like daughter, huh? Whole family.
And then they still not going to kill you. They're going to kill her.
Oh, God.
Make you watch.
Now, unless you're going to give us another 10 grand right now.
So you're saying we have to be in their pockets.
No, we're just saying we're paying the money, and then
That's what I'm saying. Once you steal from the mob, there is no you pay back and you good. It's like
they gonna want to break fingers or something,
which I'm okay with, honestly. He needs to learn. Like, I don't care if my son is at Thanksgiving. Dad, you saved my life. Thank you, Dad. I appreciate it.
Somebody feed me my turkey.
I want that to be a lesson. No, all right, fine, fine.
I don't want the babies to go through no pain.
She got
to
put that ring on.
Super ring.
They
gotta
customize it.
Ain't gonna fit no more.
But she's like, but Dad, you saved me.
That finger's swollen forever.
You saved me. It might be only be one hand.
I don't want
it. It might only be one hand. It's this or death. You take this.
Breaking one finger for a lifelong lesson really ain't that bad.
It sounds
bro.
Good right now until they break your finger.
Yeah, true. So, but I go like, what would you learn? You're 19. You should have known this already.
Man. You gotta learn lessons.
Bro, if you're 19,
the
10K just came off the top.
Should square everything away.
The 10K or a finger?
10K.
No. She, that finger. Go ahead, homie.
No!
Got to learn the lesson.
Say still got to
You
got to
learn a
you
lesson,
bro.
You
said break
bro.
It, right?
Break it.
Oh, not
it'll heal.
It off.
It'll heal.
You got to learn a lesson. You got to learn the lesson.
A break is good. You want a break. A break will come right back.
Yeah.
A break's a good
lesson, bro. Yeah, wear a splint. You fine?
You
break fingers playing sports anyway.
Yeah, you seen Kobe's fingers?
You guys are sick.
A break is not bad, bro.
This is how I know DC's never going to stop paying his daughter's bills.
Oh, yeah. You can
He can't do shit. He can't.
I'm a bitch.
I don't want to hurt her finger. She's finger, bro.
The mob.
I need to get tougher on my daughter.
And then you go, I'm gonna call the police on her. On the mob.
10K cash. They gotta learn 10K lessons.
Cash. 10K cash. Goddamn.
They gotta learn lessons.
You gotta save a
it's
life.
It's not even that bad. 10K for a life.
That's actually
is a
not
great
that
deal.
That's a great deal.
I was about to ask y'all if y'all seen that Spike Lee Denzel movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
With ASAP.
Yeah.
What is it on? It's on one of the platforms.
Apple.
Yeah, I don't have that one. I'm waiting for it to go on one of the ones that I have.
And my mom was watching it.
I went to see it in theaters. A lot of people ain't like it, but it was...
Yeah, I heard it's...
But it's
Denzel,
I'm going to
watch it anyway.
Yeah, it's one of those kind of... But to me, the theme, I think, is going on people's head, but...
Oh.
Yeah. Not like they don't understand it, but it's almost like in your face to the point where it's like, does that make sense? Kind of thing.
People don't like thinking, though, no more.
Did y'all see that interview where Spike was supposed to do a Cap documentary? And he was just like
a cap,
Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick documentary. No. And then he was just telling the reporter, he was like, "So what's going on?" And he was like, "It got canceled." And they were like, "Why?" He was like, "I can't come out with it."
Oh. It's like, so something, the powers that be were like, nope, you can't do this.
Yeah, something happened.
Yeah.
Or we'll break your fingers.
I wonder, man, like, Spike used to be, and I don't know him at all, so I'm not trying to say he used to be, he's not, never, ever going to call him a sellout or anything like that. But I wonder how much of, like, you fought for this chance to get to these movies, to get these movies in, you know what I mean? He's an independent artist who got his due. So I wonder how much of that becomes like a corporation. Like, you got to agree sometimes to like, all right, we won't do this.
You're still controlled.
Yeah.
You're never in complete
control. That becomes, when you're looking for distribution, these big companies, man, that's unless that's you what go it full is.
It's the distribution. Like,
but he can go full independent and still have, but I mean, he's going
to put his
it.
Own.
With the Kaepernick thing, it probably was more so to do with like the, maybe more so like the logistics of it.
Or the
so he gave
Kaepernick,
nothing.
Kaepernick could have been like, I don't want y'all to do that shit on me.
I don't think it was Cap.
It's probably the NFL.
They might have
NFL for sure. They might have flexed their powers.
It was someone else. Because he made it clear that he was telling us something without telling us something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the NFL could be like, you know, you can't show our jerseys.
You can't show our footage. That's a lot. That's a lot.
And then
of
you
the...
take, when you take that out, then it's like.
That's it. Yeah.
That's the whole story.
Are you going to show him eating cereal?
And we don't know what contract he signed as well when he left. Or
O'Connor.
Yeah,
because it might be a legal thing.
He took a deal, didn't he?
It might not even be him getting punked. It might be illegal. Like, I can't do this. Like, legally, I can't.
I'm gonna send it to you guys, and you'll see that he wanted to talk about it and express it. But
yeah, might
like,
legally, yeah, he might legally he probably can't. Yeah,
because your likeness and stuff like that is associated with what you signed. Because
they were like, "What happened to it?" He was like, "I had to scratch it."
But he took that. He did. He sued the NFL, Kaepernick.
Yeah,
and he took that money to because he was suing for collusion, right?
How much did he get? He got like 30 million.
50, I think.
Yeah, I think he got a good chunk. And I know he donated a bunch to his...
that lawsuit, it probably made it so bad.
NDA in there, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, don't we...
I wonder how long ago that documentary was supposed to happen, because...
This is new. It was supposed to be in the process of being made.
Mm. Yeah, I wonder
if Spike was like...
You made me think.
But I wonder if he was like, now, Cap, you knew I couldn't do this shit. Why you had me spend all this money?
All this money.
You knew you couldn't talk about it. I didn't.
They won't let me play anymore. I got nothing to do.
Hell, he got such a bad deal. Cap.
Yeah. He was the funny part about the whole thing, when I say funny, I mean like ironic. He was minding his business.
Minding his business.
He wasn't even a starter at the time. He was just over there chilling. And somebody caught it. He was like, nigga, I ain't even doing nothing.
He didn't say, look at me.
No, he wasn't making a big deal or nothing. He was over there chilling.
And even after that Marine came and said that, I told him to take a knee. I told him to take a knee.
Yeah.
He was going to make an example out of his ass. That's literally all it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think
because even the other NFL players that did it with him, nothing really happened to them.
They just it became such a big issue.
Such a big thing.
I don't think
that was his intention. I think he was just like, I'm just doing this
I think
by myself.
It made him be like, oh, okay, this is how y'all gonna do me. So I'm gonna just go full.
Right.
Full
they ain't saying nothing to Marshawn Lynch though.
Did he take a knee?
He took an old seat. And then he stood up. Remember, he took a seat and then he stood up for the Mexican national anthem. And then they were like, well, you stood up for his. And Marshawn was like, and again,
it was over. Certain people, you just like.
He sat on. He sat down on the bench. Didn't do anything. He sat down on the bench for the American national anthem, and then when the Mexican one came, he stood up. Which is mad.
But the thing is Marshawn Lynch. It's also the caliber of the player.
Yeah,
that's like if Steph Curry would like take like he sit down on the national anthem, come on, they gonna try to do something to him, but it's like, bro, it's Steph Curry.
I think at the time, Cap was a backup. Like let's say Mahomes did it. They'd be like, well, let's talk. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see what's on your heart.
He wasn't the guy. Yeah. So they were like, we could throw him away.
Yeah.
I mean, Cap had the fro.
Do you think that has something to do with it though? That's because that's even more so because he had no effect on the, like.
So they don't care about blackballing. You're not when you are.
Well, you don't have any power. Cap had no.
So he
power
was easy. He was easy to throw under the bus.
Yep. That's exactly why.
That's why.
Bro, look, when the COVID shit was going on and the NBA players was looking like, man, like, this don't feel right. Like, we playing, our families is at home, everybody's sick, like. Y'all watching us through entertainment. Like, you was thinking about going on a strike. Like, an NBA strike was, like, about to happen, right?
Yeah.
LeBron was, like, the main guy. Like, everybody was like, we'll be waiting on what decision LeBron said.
LeBron,
like, LeBron was like, if LeBron, like, we ain't playing, then we ain't playing.
Yeah.
LeBron hit up Obama, and Obama was like, y'all should go play. And that ruined the whole thing.
Yeah, LeBron wanted to get a championship.
Partially. But it was obviously
it's very
on his
close.
Heart. But if LeBron was like, nah, we not playing, that changes the game.
Yeah.
Like, he completely.
You have to, if you're the guy.
He's the guy.
Let's say right now, LeBron,
and they
Steph.
Yeah.
And Ant was just like, we're not playing. For whatever reason it is, the NBA gonna be like, okay, what y'all need?
Yeah.
But if Pat Bev is like, We ain't playing. I'm like, well, bye, nigga. Like, it's a difference.
Yeah.
Cap wasn't the guy.
He wasn't no Pat Bev, though. I give him more credit than that.
Well, and he was, Pat Bev's in the
but
news
Cap was,
right now.
Okay,
so
you know he wasn't the guy playing-wise. He still was super popular.
Mm-hmm. He was popular, but at the time, he was a backup already.
Yeah.
Had he did it when it was in the height of the Super Bowl, who knows?
Yeah.
But when you're already a backup on your way out, still kind of looking for a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like they did him terribly dirty because he was better than a lot. I forgot, man.
He was definitely better than other people.
Man, it was third string quarterbacks. You're like, come on, guys.
So that means someone said they that means some people had a meeting and they said, we don't give a damn what happens. Mm-hmm. He can never play. Yeah,
but this is also why he won his case, because he could prove collusion.
Yeah, it was collusion.
Yeah.
And so they did.
But
a
then
buyout.
It's like, I understand the love of sports, right? But it's like, I just got $50 million to do nothing.
Well, if y'all not gonna let me play.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'd rather do that. I save my body. I don't get hit no more.
He should have went to like
but I don't know if he gets a $50 million contract with somebody else.
I don't think
you know what I mean?
I don't think it's also 50 million straight in his pocket.
He should have did like a big three flag football. Like that would have been
he
dope.
Could've.
Too many people gonna be scared to rock with him if they're associated with that. He would have to get players that don't play no more.
I'm talking about played in it, not like say if Ice Cube had a league, he should have been in that. People would like to see him play somehow.
Yeah, yeah. No, you know I'm not saying that, but I think people would be scared to associate themselves with that. As much as people be like, yeah, I rock with him. When it's time to actually get shoulder to shoulder with somebody, you'd be like, nah, my money.
I honestly feel like his NFL career, though, was... He wasn't going to do much else.
What you mean?
I don't think he was going to have a memorable
career. Oh, you
career.
Mean after, after he had been benched already?
Yeah, I don't think a lot was coming.
Nah, yeah. I had Harbaugh stayed.
Yeah,
because he's the quarterback whisperer. Clearly,
because who was he backing up at that time?
I forgot some scrub.
Because he had lost his job.
For the
he
49ers?
Lost his job.
This is 2016.
Yeah. He lost his job at first. Before any of this.
Yeah, it was. I forgot who it was.
So chances are he goes to another team. Maybe gets a resurgence. Maybe, but I see a lot of Marcus.
You're saying
Mariota.
He's on decline anyway.
I see Marcus Mariota.
I see Geno Smith in him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can. That could be a starter somewhere. He could always been a starter somewhere, for sure.
Okay, wait, what year did this happen? Because then it says 2016. He says he was a starter.
Yeah, he went to the Super Bowl.
They said there's the XFL,
and then it started declining.
The Canadian League.
Once the league figured him out, it started declining real fast.
League.
Oh, the CFL is the Canadian League, which I thought
was
XFL. That was like the one The Rock just bought out.
He hate me and all that.
Why when I watch XFL be seeming like watching Gladiator? Remember the TV show?
It was the
running up against
a
glass wall.
WWE did it. It was
this don't seem real.
It wasn't real. It was
the
WWE football.
Yeah. The field is always small.
But also, man, they brought like those old. They like, oh, we're not doing these. I remember like watching XFL and saw some of those hits they were doing. I was like, yeah, you can't just do this no more.
Nah.
So, I mean, I swear to God, this dude's head came off. I swear to God. I swear, bro, his head came off and they put it back on.
You know what was a good time that I used to watch?
God damn.
What?
Slam Ball.
Slam Ball was dope.
I used to watch that shit, bro.
Yeah, Slam Ball was fun.
That was fun.
On a trampoline?
Yeah. Yeah. That was fun, bro.
They had all, like, helmets or something.
Yeah, one of the coaches in Slam Ball was Coach Carter.
Yeah,
he started coaching one of the teams.
What?
So the real Coach
there?
Carter.
What are you even coaching there? What are you coaching?
You got to like subs?
Dunk it! Jump on a trampoline!
You got to have subs,
He was like the coach. He was on the sideline subbing people out. I was like, this is not real.
My favorite sports game of all time was NFL Blitz. Do you remember playing NFL Blitz?
Game
yeah.
Which,
that was my favorite
So
game.
The, like, from the 90s? The late 90s?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That was because people talk about Blitz the League, which is a different one. That was a little bit later.
This one's when you throw the ball and it has the streaks behind it.
yeah, it was the best game, bro. You would tackle somebody and it'd be like a 360 helicopter. It was great.
Blitz was good. Whatchamacallit was good, too. What's the basketball one?
NBA Jams?
No.
Street. The Hoops,
NBA
Double Dribbles, or whatever it was.
Street. Street. Good. NBA Street Volume 2, one of the best.
Street is good.
Period. That soundtrack is
Bonafide. Still remember the name.
They do need to bring back a
Pros versus Joes is a great show.
They need to bring that back. I like what Shaq did. Shaq had that show where he would go and play against other professionals in their sports. You know what I mean? He'd get like a little handicap. But because remember he had like race.
Well, Pros versus Joes had a handicap.
Yeah, but they were also. It was didn't he go against? One was going against Michael Irvin, was it? Or
they had several football ones.
Who was the dude? I'm trying to remember the running back they went against.
Herschel Walker.
No, it was Ricky.
Ricky Williams, and he embarrassed the shit out of him.
Yeah, that was a good time. That was a good time.
He embarrassed the shit. All of it was a good because I'm like, I think they should bring him back now more than ever because the internet niggas be really thinking. I could do that.
Scalabrine shit down everybody.
Talking
crazy. And it's like, you bums would do shit.
Yeah.
Scalabrine shut down.
He whooped them niggas. The delusion that, especially men, the delusion that men carry when it comes to sports is mind-blowing.
Well, you know, we also think we can beat a grizzly bear.
Yeah, like...
I mean, a gorilla.
I'd be like, what are y'all doing? What? So you mean to tell me in your brain, you didn't make your high school team. You never played in college. Racist.
What else you got?
But you think
you didn't have the grades.
You could be...
That's the number one one.
I've had 20 years to train for this.
Yeah, you think you could beat this person who's under 1% of people who are able to do that? What is wrong with you? Coach, I could do that. Me. No, if you could, you would have done it.
The starter was the coach's son, though.
It's like, there are kids that have bad attitudes.
It's like, what?
There are really talented people who definitely could have been in a league.
Ton of people that could have done something, maybe.
There's a lot of could have.
But there's always another thing, and then another thing, and then another thing. Like, you don't just get to a professional athlete. It's so many little things that happen along the way.
So many things
talent
have to go right.
Is not enough.
Mm-hmm. That's why they have stories like Lenny Cook.
Yeah, talent is not enough.
Oh, watching that documentary, I'll cry with him.
Yeah, I felt it too.
Yeah.
I was like, we ain't making.
You get on drugs? You get on drugs or something?
Nah,
his personality, it was his.
He never recovered though, right? But he never recovered from that LeBron thing, right?
That was the first part of his demise.
He didn't recover.
And he thought he was too big for his. He was living with a family that was flying him on jets places.
When it was time to clamp down and be focused, he wasn't focused.
He wasn't practicing at the ABCD camp.
And that's another thing that people say, I could do that. It's like, you don't have the mental to do. You don't even have the mental to do what we do, let alone a professional athlete. Like, people don't understand the mental of how much mental it takes, whether it's business greatness, entertainment, sports, what you have to be able to have mentally, most people do not have. That's why you can't do it.
I feel like Michael Beasley. I go like, I feel like talent alone.
Talent, he had it.
Really far.
He should have been.
That little switch to be like, let me be able to lock in with the guys and focus and not get in his emotions get in his own way. That was like, that's the only thing I received from him. I just go like, he had another level of a demon inside there somewhere that he just couldn't control.
Just a focus level, though, and just a discipline. Just most people don't have any discipline at all. So you're not going to be able to do anything either. It's a lot mentally that you have to be able to do.
It's who you're surrounded by, too. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't have that good support system of people being like, hey, you get this opportunity one time. You get to go this way one time.
But even then, you have a lot of people to be like, man, we tried. He just couldn't get right. He just couldn't. Some people are just, and then some people are afraid of success. Like, if I reach this point, then I got to uphold this or do this or, and I don't want that kind of pressure.
But dude, there's a lot of people, by the time you get to your late teens, you're already rotten within. You know what I mean? There's already so much trauma you've been through. It's hard to get these teenagers to be able to get on the right path. You got to be able to lock in. Because remember, they were trying to, for Bees, I think they were trying to get him, like, they got him a house and they told him not to. I just watched that. They were like, yeah, they got it. Like, Pat, he was like, Pat, give me a house. He told me not to go anywhere, to stay here. And he just went, listen, bro, all these guys.
Wait, who say that name again?
I think it was Pat, not Pat Bees, I'm sorry. I think it was
Pat Riley
who got him a house in Miami, right?
Yeah.
And he said, just stay here. We'll come and pick you up. We'll take it. He tried to, like, bring this environment
to baby him, survive. Basically.
You know what I mean? But he brought his homies in. He was going out. I think it was like one of Pat's big thing was like people going out, you know? And so he was just like.
You definitely have to want it more than people want it for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You do. You have to want it more than they want it for
and
you.
And if you're the real homies.
Because then if you do that, you'll recognize, oh, Pat Riley helping me.
Yeah.
I got to take advantage of this.
And if you're really the homie, bro, you'd be like, nigga, go home.
Right. Yeah.
Take your dumb ass home before you blow it, bro.
If you got real friends.
Yeah. You know, so. That's a big factor. I go like that. But that's part of your environment, right? Who you're around. That means. I can't wait to make it and get on drugs, bro. I never wild out.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you out do it for a little bit. You losing weight? You look good.
Oh yeah, that's the crack, man.
You look good.
That's that crack.
Then you're like, all right, you got it. That's enough. You gotta go to rehab.
It's too late now, baby.
You gotta go to rehab.
I got that crack six pack. You know what I mean? Those crackheads be in shape.
People on the street be ripped.
They be in great shape.
They walking everywhere doing pull ups.
They be in shape, bro. You don't see a whole lot of just awfully fat homeless people.
They be
bro.
Shredded, bro.
A fat homeless person, he's lying. He got a good life somewhere. That's not the real.
They live off those 7-Eleven Buffalo chicken.
A lot of protein.
Yeah, the Buffalo chicken snack things.
High protein right there.
I had
bro.
One of those the other day. It was so good.
The one that be on the rollers?
Yeah, I was they embarrassed. Good? They fire.
He said I was embarrassed.
How long was it there?
Huh? I don't know.
Did they look fresh?
2 days,
when you got
3 days. Doesn't matter. They never have a good look. It was hella good though.
I don't like when people try to health up my bullshit. I know it's bullshit.
Yeah, we know.
So I don't care.
Let it happen.
Once I made the decision, I don't care no more.
I made
bro.
This choice. I walked in there and I was like, give me two of them.
I hate when people go to a place, oh, can I get, let me get the fried chicken with a side of broccoli. No, just get the gravy, nigga. You already here. You already here, bro. Man. Commit all the way. Like, if I commit, I commit.
Right.
Like, people be like, God damn, you ate that? You goddamn right I did.
Only thing I can't do at 7-Eleven is a whole pizza. Cause I'm not waiting.
Is their pizza good though?
I heard it's good. They cook. They put a whole pizza. The oven is right behind the register. I watched somebody order it and wait to the side. He waited to the side until it got ready. Then it looked good. They look good.
Yeah, I'm like, if you're gonna commit, once you make that decision, we down this path. We down this path.
Y'all thought them slices just come out of thin air? Them from whole pizzas.
Man, I don't care. No
I'm so sick of people correcting me about homeless and unhoused. What's the difference? Someone explain to me what the difference is.
What you call it?
Being homeless PC. And unhoused.
What's the big one about the same one, unalived and killed?
No, well, people just say that because the online, you won't get flagged or nothing. Like,
oh, okay.
The algorithm can't pick it up. The bots can't pick that up.
I get that one.
Yeah, that's what that's for.
But if I get corrected one more goddamn time about the homeless and unhoused, bro. Because you know what? When I donate to a homeless shelter, no one said, oh, we're unhoused shelter.
They say,
thank you for your goddamn donation. Sick of this shit.
I don't understand that killed and unalive because the homeless people, or at least they're alive.
No, no, the unalived is on purpose.
Yeah, it's
on
social media.
I know, I get it, but
that's because the thing.
People still try to. I hear people be like, they catch themselves in just regular conversation nowadays.
Probably because that's what people say.
He
OMG
was
and LOL.
Yeah, I'll be like,
no, I said died. You know, people like saying passed, so and so passed.
Yeah,
versus died. It's just verbiage. It all means the same shit. It's just verbiage.
Sick of it.
Some people like to
rearrange the words. They're less of home, not homeless.
Words we've been saying our whole life.
Get the fuck out of here.
Like, man.
Somebody really tried to come at me one time. Was he here? I don't know if it was on Lacroix and Chaz or here, but somebody was really mad at
me
for saying
people say unhoused.
Oh, they really were? Yeah. I say homeless on stage every night.
I was like, I give a fuck. Let them march against me, okay?
That's going to be a smelly march. Yeah, I got a P2. We done anyway.
Gonna be at DC.
Yeah.
Oh man, the schedule's gonna be so out of whack right now. But if y'all can keep up with it,
where you going?
When is this drop?
Next week.
Next week.
October 4th, man. Pavilion Theater at Tropicana.
And
not crazy. I said it wrong last time. Laughlin, Nevada. St. George Theater, Staten Island, New York, November 15th. Bar Devon, 1869 Opera House, Kingston, New York, November 16th for the Wild Child Tour. We're wrapping it up now, so we're coming to the end of the Wild Child Tour.
Kingston.
And in Atlanta for a long time.
And in Atlanta for a long time.
Yes, being in Atlanta, yeah.
I got you. Why are you going to be in Atlanta?
Being in Atlanta working with Craig, learning from Craigery.
There you go.
Learning how I'm learning the craft from Craigery.
Oh. Doing what?
What?
That mean?
What?
What are you talking Keon's about? Creepy voice.
Doing what? Doing what? This is, when is this? Next Thursday? So by next Thursday. Okay, so that means tonight through Sunday, I'm in Vegas at the LA Comedy Club. Then October 17th and 18th, I'm in Sacramento at Laughs Unlimited. And then October 23rd, I'm in Atlanta, giving Atlanta another shot at the Atlanta Comedy Theater.
Hey.
And then the 31st, I'm in D.C. Now that I'm excited. I'm so excited to go back to D.C. at the Comedy Loft. Four shows. Two on Friday, one on Saturday.
That is
It came back to me. I don't even know. I forgot what you
So yeah, get your tickets for those. I'm not gonna press you to get them. I'm not gonna press you. Get them if you want to. If you value me, if you want to see me, if you think I'm worth your money, come. And if not, hey, do whatever you do, and that'll be that. KeonPoli.com for everything. Thank you, everybody who watched the special. So I just got the numbers.
Oh.
It's just kind of crazy. My streaming numbers are insane.
What are they?
I don't know, like, spins. I don't know what all that shit means. Mm-hmm. But what I know for a comedy album, apparently mine did 8 times as much as the average person.
Congratulations, bro.
And it did so well streaming-wise that the people I shot with, Spotify reached out to them.
Oh, shit.
That's how good it's doing. Oh, it's wow. Like, what else y'all got? Who was this person? Like, it's hitting that hard. The numbers hit to where Spotify reached out to them.
Oh, wow. Hey, so filed like, to oh, win. Shit. Filed for the Emmys.
What do you mean for a Grammy? For correct. And that's already okay. So it's not official,
mm-hmm.
but
you got it in play.
I'll probably be up for one.
Oh, good shit.
So that, and then in October, I don't even know if I could say all this shit yet.
Don't say it.
Why not?
In October, my
say it.
Opposite side. My special. Okay, spin so my special is behind something right now, but in October it is going to be on platforms that you all have. Supposedly. So
as long as it ain't Hulu or Disney.
So no, they came back. They folded. They folded back, quick. They folded quick.
I bet.
So it's actually going fantastic. And that's why I'm so excited about 2026 because the world is, you know, seeing me and it's going great. And then some other companies have reached out to do something. If I get that thing, then I'm shit.
Good shit, broski.
So thank you everybody for supporting me. That's why, and I'm just focused on that. Thank you for people who support me. And for those who don't, you know, that's fine. That's on you. but for those who do, I really, really appreciate it.
Can't say. For those who don't, go fuck your mother.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know, it is what it is. That's them. So everything's going great. You know, it's happening. So I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all.
Gregory?
At Craig Wayne's on everything. Also, while I'm in Atlanta, I'm be looking for AI animators.
Mm.
So hit me up.
October 7th, I'm in San Francisco with Sean Tay Queens.
Akab. I saw it on
And then Sacramento, October 8th, we are at the Punchline in Sac. And then if you're in the Los Angeles area, October 10th, it's Libra season. So at LTE Studios, me and Dion, Lack and Ranchez will be hosting the My B-Day comedy show for Libras, which is me. Libra season, baby. What am I? What am I right now? I'm a scale.
I don't know what you call it.
Tip the scale.
I don't think I should participate. There you go. Bam. I was going to tip
there
it.
There it is. That's it.
And we're back on another episode of Daddy Issues.
Burr, burr, burr. A gunshot.
Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all.